This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.talk's Daily Insight for February the 28th. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Romans, chapter 10, verse 17. It says there, faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Jesus Christ. End of quote. We're going to discuss the source, ingredients, object, and the outcome of faith today. Our insight says hearing the message, the word of Christ, is the source of faith. It says faith comes from hearing the message, and the message is heard through the word about Jesus Christ. End of quote. You are listening to the messages springs forth faith inside you. Your faith and increase of faith are directly proportional to the hearing of the word of God. This alludes to why people are not growing in faith. The absence of the opportunities or willingness to listen to the messages about Jesus Christ. Now let us define faith. Bible defines faith in Hebrews 11:1. It says, faith is the assurance of things we hope for. Not only it is the assurance of our hope, but also faith is the conviction of things not seen. 2 Corinthians 4:7 says, for we walk by faith, not by sight. The three ingredients of faith are assurance, conviction, and walk with no sight at the end. Verse 3 of Hebrews 11 reveals the object of faith. The true object of faith is God. It says, by faith we understand that the worlds were prepared by the word of God, so that what is seen was not made out of visible things. Faith becomes true faith when the object of your faith is none other than God himself. Bible repeatedly admonishes us to place our faith and trust in God. How does it all work? How does faith with assurance, conviction, and yet with no sight works in your life? You see, Hebrews chapter 11 shows how faith works. First, you hear the message from God. It portrays a mental image inside you. It creates a vision or an idea in you. Abel, when he heard from his parents how God took care of their parents' sin issue, got a vision about what God wants. Therefore, he brought God a better offering than Cain, an animal sacrifice. He understood an animal sacrifice is what God wanted based on the message he heard. Enoch walked with God. He got an idea or vision that created a thirst for him to walk with God. This idea of thirst to be with God resulted in God taking him to his presence one day. He walked with God and God took him to his presence. Noah heard a very strange message from God about things he has never seen or ever imagined. However, he believed the God's word. In his assurance and conviction of the word of God, even though he cannot verify by his sight, he started working on an ark to save his family. When Abraham got the word of God, he obeyed and left, even though he did not know where he was going. You see, you listen to the message of Christ and it moves you. It creates a mental picture, idea, or a strong desire or vision inside you. As a result, you take action by placing your assurance and conviction on his word and his promise, who talked to you through that message. Beloved, it all starts with hearing and listening to the word of God. Now you are listening to the word of God. This is the beginning point of the source of faith. God divinely bring forth seeds of faith inside you as you listen to the message. As a result, you put your faith in him who sent the message to you, God, the object of faith. The essential ingredients are assurance, conviction, and a journey with no sight to see, but leaning on the word of God. Finally, genuine faith in God always results in action. Everyone's response or action may not be the same. Each of the faith warriors described in Hebrews 11 had a different course of action. Abel brought a better offering. Enoch walked with God continuously. Noah built an ark. Abraham left his familiar people and location. Sarah, although past childbearing age, considered God to be faithful who made the promise. In faith, Isaac blessed all his children. Joseph gave instruction about the burial of his bonds. Moses' parents hid and kept him for 3 months, not fearing the king. Moses, by faith, when he was grown, made up his mind to get mistreated with the people of God, then enjoy the fleeting pleasures of sin, and the list goes on. Faith in God causes you to move and take certain actions. I do not know what action you should take. However, as you listen to the Word of God on an ongoing basis, you would sense it inside you. You see, although it was an embarrassment for Naomi to go back to Bethlehem, the same place she and her deceased husband left after she suffered a big loss in Moab, it was very sad. However, her faith moved her to take that long walk back to Bethlehem with Ruth, both being widows by this time. You see, they both came back to the city empty-handed, nothing to see there. However, God already prearranged all for them when they took those steps of faith to Bethlehem. This is what faith does. God fills their desires. He filled their desires and even fulfilled his seed promise that he made to Abraham. In that step of faith to walk to Bethlehem, Jesus Christ comes through the genealogy of Obed, the son of Ruth and Boaz. You see, God gives faith by hearing the word of God. Then the faith moves to take some action in him who sent the message, having the assurance, confidence in God, although nothing immediately to see. You see, God takes the glory, and you become an honorable agent for his glory. We'll have a moment to pray. Pray after me. Father in heaven, thank you for the message I heard today. Lord, pray that you plant seeds of faith in my life. Let that grow, Lord. Let that faith grow for your glory. Lord, help me to have that assurance and conviction and step out in faith, even though I cannot see anything in front of me now. I trust you. I believe in you. I have faith in you. And I call upon your help in my life. In Jesus Christ's name I pray. Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May his name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.